Was there ideas exchanged?
There's ideas. There'll be ongoing talks between the players and the owners about kind of next steps going forward and how we can be advocates for the players and for each other. And so the goal isn't to kind of make division. We want to kind of come together and bring unity into the locker rooms and into the stadiums. However that's best done, we'll continue to talk about it.
The union in the league, there's a lot of animosity over a lot of issues. What does it say that this is something that they seem to be coming together on?
I don't think that this is an issue that is union versus league. I think that everyone kind of wants to be able to encourage players to use their platform in a positive way. We don't want to be divisive. Neither the owners don't want to be divisive. We want to kind of come together and see how we can, get the message across that the players want to get across. And I think that really is to, end racism in this country and to bring unity.
There was talk about a month, like a quality month. Mm-hmm. Have you guys discussed that? Is that any closer to happening?
There were a bunch of ideas and a bunch of talks, and I know less than 24 hours from the meeting, we're still discussing a bunch of different things.
The meeting the week prior, mm-hmm. Casillas came out and he basically said to him, the owners pretty clearly were saying we don't want people to kneel for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
How are the players responding to that sentiment a week later or so? I mean, we saw what changed a little bit on Sunday at the mm-hmm. games. But how are you having that discussion? Like, keep players want to get a message across.
Right.
Don't want to just do something just because it upsets somebody with a protest. But, like, how do you accomplish that?
Well, I know from our talks we had yesterday, I don't think it's as much stand or kneel or sit or stand. It's about portraying the message clearly and getting the point across that the players would like to get the point across, where it's not about anti-America, anti-flag. It's it's a more poignant message of unity and anti-racism. And so it's how can we get that message across clearly as players and as owners.
Mark, this may be oversimplifying it, but is the hope that the players' union and the league, or the league, come out with like a policy or a new plan of, okay, this is what we want to say, this is how we're going to do it? Is that just too simple to say?
Well, I don't think that. I think that the more simple we can make whatever the message is, the better and the clearer it'll be. So I don't know exactly what that message is going to be right now, and that's what we're continuing to talk about. But I do know that we want to get whatever message that is out quickly, because it's something that the kneeling has brought attention to this topic, which is a peaceful way of doing that. Now let's figure out how we can take that next step, whether it's look at the legal system, if there's way we can make changes to help protect our citizens and our players, or whatever that message is, we need to do it relatively soon.
Is the problem, though, that the people, the fans who were somewhat alienated at mm-hmm. times, that we can't send out this message if it means that they're thinking we're being disrespectful to the country?
Well, I think that the what you just said, having the message be viewed as being disrespectful to the country, has been something that has occurred and not intended. So we need to make sure that intent is displayed properly from our point of view as players. And the owners are helping with that. So the last thing we want to do as players is to offend our fans or let them think that we are disrespecting them in any way, because that's not the purpose. So however we can work together to get the message out clearly and respectfully, that's the goal.
Mark, would one of the things be like put a pause on all demonstrations until we can figure out how to proceed forward? Is that possible? Is that something that would be discussed?
I don't know if that's possible or if that will be discussed. You know, we'll have to talk about that more and see what happens.